Good morning. That's how we get here, ma'am. I'm so far above the microphone, maybe I should sit down and do it. Yeah, that'll be good. Well, I can just get on one knee. Well, while she's doing that, good morning. Welcome to the second annual PM Summit. I was listening to a few things that Sandra pointed to in her presentation, and one of the things that stood out is the word transparency. Yesterday, I was actually in D.C. giving a presentation to some governors and their lieutenants, and the primary theme of the meeting was what is CDC doing to become a little more transparent with the state and local officials? And I think part of this kind of ties into what the EPLC does. The whole transparency piece around project management is just 100% of communications. If you think about what a project manager does day in and day out of his or her job, 90% of it is spent talking to either your team or talking to customers, and validating and verifying requirements. That's pretty much what you do as a project manager day in and day out. Without that, we won't know where the training will the destination of the training will end. I'm here to kind of talk about, well, let me give you a little bit of background on me first. I think I was presented as the CMO for coaches. That no longer exists. It's gone. So now it's the Office of Surveillance, Epidemiology, and Laboratory Services. I'm the acting deputy under Dr. Steve Thacker. I did start my career here in February of 2008. It seems like 2009 or 2000. It's been a long time, 2 years. Before that, I was at HUD as the deputy CIO and acting CIO for HUD for about a year or so. I left there early because the opportunity here came up and I couldn't pass on it. Before that, I was with VA for 5 years as the Enterprise Systems Director for about $1.5 billion worth of IT portfolio for about 200,000 VHA members. Before that, I was in the private sector managing hospitals, got to the level of COO, but throughout my career in the private sector, I often had IT under me as part of it. So, you know, mixing the two together between healthcare and IT seemed to be just a natural for me. I love both. And before that, I was in the military as a Desert Storm veteran, so I've kind of operated through all the systems. But the best mission for me to date has been this one. I mean, the fact that I see what people are dedicated to the mission of taking care of folks around the world. So there's a toss-up between my military career and this one. I couldn't be honored more honored to be a part of this family. The ELP process, I think my job is to come and tell you what the value of project management is. As the slides say, our higher quality results, what does that mean? In my mind, I think it means the results are what you think the customer really wants. You know, we sometimes get into the project management mode and we'll kind of start down the road of developing things or creating things, get to the end and find out the customer says, I didn't want four wheels, I wanted a Segway, which has two wheels on it. So we really have to know what they want. So a validation of the requirements all along the way is important. Faster, better delivery. I question that. Is faster always better? Or is accuracy always better? Reduced cost, risk, rework. I'm a big fan of not having to do rework. So again, it goes right back to validating the requirements and making sure we know where we are. Improve transparency. There's that word again. People want to know exactly what's going on and how they're going to be impacted by it. So your job as a project manager is to always let them know where they are and where you are in the process. Better enterprise decision-making. Sandra touched on that earlier. That is very true. We have very few resources and a whole lot more requirements. People want a lot more, but we don't have enough. So that decision where it means tough decisions has to be made. Not every emperor will leave the table with clothing. Some will have to either mesh with others. We have to do a lot more consolidations. And so that's where that decision-making process for enterprise comes into play. The executive's role. Here is my mind, since I started project managing many moons ago, you know, when I took the PMP, I looked at the first questions on the test and it says, you know, if a client didn't give you the right requirements, what would you do? The answer is, would you tell them that they don't have enough money? Would you tell them that they need to go take a blind leap and that you can't do anymore? The real answer on the PMP test is, you know, you do whatever you can to make the project work for the client. The real world is, you know, it's going to be some tough decisions for you and the client to have to make. So there's a difference between taking that test and really managing in the real world. Let's just put that out there. Authorize and support efforts. You know, executives often on day one will sign up for the project or the program, but tend to, after day one, you won't be able to find them in some cases. It's really not a misnomer that most executives and executive sponsors tend to probably believe that the project manager is going to take it all the way to the end. But your job is to stay in the face of the executive on a regular basis. And sometimes I can tell you, Steve Backer hates to see me coming. I stay in his face all day, every day. because if I'm going to validate what he wants, then I need to know what he wants. So my job is to stay in his face all day, every day, and that's what a project manager's job is. And they may tell you, I'm sick and tired of seeing that PM, but at the end of the day, when you deliver the right product or service, then they'll see why you were there every day. Portfolio management. This is, again, what the Senator touches on in making some of these decisions broadly, looking at all across the plains of CDC, for example, and finding out where does the projects or programs align with the mission and the goals of the organization. When those two things align, in my mind, I think we've got a plan for moving ahead. The champion, again, that's what the executive is supposed to be, but they're supposed to be actively engaged in the process from charter to delivery. And again, your job as a project manager is to keep them fully engaged. The manager's role, yes, 125 to 30% of the responsibility is yours. You are to deliver everything that you say you're going to deliver, and I'm a big believer, from military to playing sports, that under-promising and over-delivering is always a good thing. You know, when you plan to have, a success, don't always share it, just do it. And so sometimes when you give all the nuts up front, then what do you have to reach back to surprise the customer and make them happy? So under-promise, over-deliver. We all know what a project manager's role is, but I think one thing missing from the slides, is the role of the customer or the end user. They have full responsibility for a program or a project as well. I mean, it's not just the executive and the project manager working things through, but the end user is going to make the loudest noise at the end of the business day. And if they're not involved in the process from conception to delivery, we still could have a problem. Houston won't have a liftoff. So keep those things in mind. But that piece is missing. There's a toggle between the manager, the project manager, and the executive sponsor, and that is the client, the end user. They are going to be the folks on the ground using the products and services that we deliver. And so it's important that they're involved in it from beginning to end. I'm not going to step through this slide. We all know what the benefits are of having the ELPC. But at the end of the day, it really does amount to maturing the processes so we do more things more often the right way and more accurately. That's what this whole process is about. You know, CMMI is all about the whole maturity piece of it. So how many times can we deliver something? But we all know that number has not changed over the years that I've been project managing, that 75% or more projects never make the mark. And part of that is really driven by two things, requirements and constant communications, and validating those requirements over and over and over again. And that is the key to it. Many project managers who have brought things to the end, I've worked with, especially in the private sector, where if you don't account for every single penny of a project, we have an issue. In the government, we're not in the business of making money. We're actually in the business of delivering, you know, solid value-added services and products. In the private sector, it's about bringing in on time the triple constraints, scope, cost, and schedule. Those things have to be in alignment in the private sector, and then the product itself has to be a value add. So pretty much for the most part, I really just wanted to kind of invite you to and help you have a great day and get this thing started in a point where you realize that project management is more than you having your nose on the grindstone, looking so low in the weeds that you can't see what's going on in the total piece of the program or projects that you manage. It is really getting buy-in from the end users, having full support from the executives, and then you as yourself as a project manager need to do constant communication because 90% of your job is just that. So enjoy the rest of your day, but I'm going to quickly go over, I think I'm supposed to be going over the agenda. This is Joe Kelsey.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do that then. Okay, thanks.
Today's agenda, you're going to have an ELP implementation at HHS. Is that going to be Mr. Tweeter? Overarching role of critical partners in a project, the role of the IR governance and stage gate reviews. That's sometimes called milestone reviews in other places. That's the engineer's model. Project reviews according to EPLC, small projects and tailoring. This thing should be fun, though, the next one, mock role and play event. Let's not get hostile in the room. We are just playing around. And at the end, you're going to have some Q&A. So with that, welcome to the second annual PM Summit. Enjoy the rest of your day. I look forward to talking with you soon.